This is a HeadGum Original.
Whoa, welcome to The Goat Show, the show where we find the greatest everything of all time. I'm your host, Jake, a.k.a. The Big Buck, a.k.a. Billy Goat Gruff, a.k.a. The Diva Goat.
I'm your host, Micah, a.k.a. The Young Buck, a.k.a. Goaty the Kid, a.k.a. John Bon Goaty.
And on today's episode, we're going to find the greatest karaoke song of all time. Yeah, John Bon Goaty.
That's right, and the Diva Goat. Mm-hmm.
Living in the lair.
What is that?
Like a goat lair.
Okay.
And Living on a Prayer, a John Bon Jovi song, his most famous.
Okay, well, Living in a Lair, I don't know. I thought we were going to riff off of your name for a second.
Goat, living in a lair. Living in a lair.
You really should have been John Bon Goaty. I might give it to you. I'll be the Diva Goat.
Yeah.
Is that a play on words or is that just a weird
It's just like if a goat were Celine Dion or Cher or something.
They'd be a Diva Goat.
Yeah. The goat is the Diva Goat. And I guess it's kind of a slant play on Diva Roach, which is a Jake and Amir term.
Oh,
so I don't think it's really a pun on that, but it's
that's why it was in your head.
I guess so. You and I are here on the final episode of this season, talking about the one and only nighttime activity of karaoke,
the season finale karaoke edition.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you've all been waiting for.
Hell, it's in the description of the podcast.
Yeah,
it's in the description.
And hey, karaoke rooms are open again.
Yeah.
That's a fun activity. We sure did.
It really, it's going right back into the shit to when the city reopens, go to a karaoke bar.
I feel like that was one of the things, like during the pandemic, you would be like, can you imagine going into a karaoke bar?
Yeah.
And they stuff you in those little closets.
A tiny little closet, sweaty, hot, belting, just like breathing so heavily as you're singing. I guess we should say that we only went with four people. It was me and you, my wife, and your girlfriend.
Yeah.
So we didn't go full tilt yet.
Not yet.
But it felt...
It was really a good test run for when we do.
It felt good to be back in there.
Yeah.
It comes right back to you.
I guess we should preface this episode by saying we like stupidly didn't think about the best songs before we went into the karaoke room.
We thought we'd have time when we were in there.
You really don't.
They charge you by the hour and songs take a long time.
Yeah, some of these songs are 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
And in between
the books are thick. You think that you're going to like know what to do when you go in there, but they have like two fucking encyclopedias in there.
Yeah.
There's no rhyme or reason. You're going through and you get distracted by shiny little objects where you're just like, oh, here's a song. Like, I remember this one. And it's like, I know this one isn't good, but I want to sing it right now.
Yeah, everything looks good in a karaoke book.
Yeah, and I sang Uptown Girl. I know that one's not
going
to fucking make the list.
For an Uptown Girl. She's been living in a white bread world. As long as anyone with hot blood can. And now she's looking for a downtown man. It's going along with the words.
Well, we didn't know. It felt good when you were singing it.
It felt appropriate at the time when I chose it. But as I was singing it, I was like, this is too... It doesn't have enough edge.
You want to know... I think Billy Joel is like too much of a character for a karaoke
song. It's like one step above singing like a Broadway show tune.
Yeah, right.
I love Billy Joel. I have nothing against Billy Joel. But he's also... That's the other thing. As you said, he's Billy Joel. So like to I don't know. The voice is just too iconic.
Yeah. He's almost a caricature of himself. So like when you're doing a song of his, it just feels like you're not, you're not living up to it.
Well, we are judging all of these karaoke songs. We're going to find the GOAT. We are judging them on three categories as always. They are I made a change.
No, you did.
You want to do your rhyme scheme or mine?
Let's say yours.
Let's do both. This is the one that I ultimately went with and was planning on saying.
Okay.
The croon, the boon, and the soon. And yours was
the song, the throng, and the long.
Both pretty good. I will tell you that I liked the word croon so much that it beat everything out. And
what's the goat rhyme scheme
for this episode specifically? Someone's going to tweet at us
hit
with
me
a really,
the,
really
me
good
with the
one.
Weather.
But the rhyme scheme aside, they do all mean the same thing. Micah, what is the croon slash the song?
That's how good the song is. The quality of the jingle.
Mm-hmm. And what is the boon slash the throng?
Does it excite the room?
Does it get people going?
Does it get people going?
And what is the soon slash the long?
It's how long it is.
It can't be an 8-minute long song.
No.
Guys.
The time matters, unfortunately.
So you really want the song to be good. You want the song to be a banger, just like on its own. You want people to get whipped up into a frenzy because you want people belting out the chorus with you so you can really feel like you're at a rock concert.
Yeah.
And you want to be in and out. You do right. not want to overstay your welcome in the limelight.
It's tough because you think like the best karaoke song is probably just the best song.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not that. It's not that simple.
It's
more complicated than that.
Absolutely.
That's only one layer of it. That's only the first layer.
Mm-hmm.
The other two things are vitally important to a karaoke song. It's got to be catchy.
Yeah.
You got to get the crowd going.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of your favorite songs, you don't realize this, but have like ultra long breaks or bridges. Some of them have like weird talking and conversations in the middle of the song. Mm-hmm. It's like, these songs were written to entertain by top artists. They weren't written for you to sing in a room. So they're not really planned. Like if they were, your time would be shorter.
Yeah.
So we went in and found some songs that you can in and out, you leave a hero. Is that a disruption?
Yeah, that's my disruption alert.
Nice.
Final
episode of the season, you add a new music cue.
Had to hit you with the finale disrailment,
right.
Derailment,
mm-hmm.
Disruption.
Disruption.
This weekend, we went to a pool
mm-hmm.
at our parents' pool club in Connecticut.
That's right.
And I saw some little girls playing a game on the diving board that I used to play when I was a kid
mm-hmm.
called Categories.
I saw it too. It's fun that those games stick around.
Yeah.
You know?
There's only like, so much you can do.
Youth is frozen in time. It's just not you that's young anymore. But like the games are the same. People are there's and
they still do sharks and minnows. Do you remember how fun that was?
I do. I remember being afraid to play with the big kids because sometimes the lifeguards would play sharks and minnows. It was so scary.
Yeah. People were so good at it.
Yeah. I mean, if you get deep, that's really all.
Swimmers have a huge advantage,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think either of us were good swimmers.
That's right.
Anyway, this game, if you're not familiar with it, somebody jumps off a diving board, and then somebody else from the side yells a category to them
mm-hmm.
While they're in the air.
That's right. They
only have 2 seconds or so to answer a question before they fall into the water.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, I don't even remember what the repercussions are, but you want to get
it's more like winning. You get a point or something.
Yeah,
like you can win. You get 5 points and you win or something.
Yeah, but it's hard.
Or it's also just like there. It is one of those games where you don't even need repercussions or goals. It's just fun to play.
Yeah,
it's just fun to play.
And we're gonna play it right now.
Oh, all right, great.
Except obviously we don't have a diving board, so I'm gonna give you a category.
Yep.
And you're gonna have 2 seconds to answer.
I see. Okay.
I think that's about the right amount
of
time.
So do I just tell you like when I jump?
Or are you I'm going to do both.
I'm going to say it
and then I'm going to press the timer.
Okay. All right, great.
So you're going to get 2 seconds each time.
Okay. Swan dive.
Ready? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to go. TV show.
Friends.
You got in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Asian country.
China.
You got there.
Yeah, I did.
Beach activity.
Sand.
Fuck. Rock band.
AC/DC. I got it. I almost said shrimp.
What is that?
When I was in Australia with Amir, we had like a roadie with us, and his nickname was Shrimpy, and he was like a very—he was like a rock and roll dude. So I just almost said.
I feel like once that gets into your mind, it's impressive that you were able to get out of it. It's like, what's his favorite band? Oh, okay.
What does he look like? An AC/DC band.
Places to lie down.
The beach. Beach activities comes back.
I guess so. I was thinking more like couch, bed.
So lie down on the sand on the beach.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a relaxing activity.
Sand at the beach. That was, I guess I should have said things to lie down on. No, that was good though.
I would have said sand.
That was good.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
And I don't appreciate this, it being litigated after the fact.
Social media.
Instagram. Damn, I almost said friends again.
God, you're pretty good. Am I giving you, are these too easy?
I'm getting a lot of height on the diving board. You want me to give you one?
Oh, you got some for me?
Yeah.
All right.
Start you off easy. Colors.
Blue.
Nice. Nailed it. Let's get a little bit harder. Types of trees.
Elm.
Wow, really fast. New Haven. New Haven's own.
Elm City.
Elm City, that's good. Pizza toppings.
Pepperoni.
Nice. Really nice. Okay. Game of Thrones characters.
Jon Snow.
Very good. I'll try to give you a hard one. Favorite sibling.
I had to splash, man. I had to do it for our family.
You couldn't say Hannah?
I wasn't going to say anyone.
All right.
I love everyone equally.
Okay. Good stuff. Shall we get into the episode?
Yeah. I actually have five more. Then let's get into it.
I could stay at this pool all day. We do start every episode after the brief derailment, as my brother says, with
the vote.
Michael. Tell everybody what the worst karaoke song of all time is.
Journey, Don't Stop Believin'.
That's right. And it fucking shows up on a lot of top karaoke lists.
Yeah. And
people,
I think,
like,
that's
it.
That's why you can't choose it. That's why you can't choose it, because someone's going to choose it and you don't want to be the person who does.
It's number one, it's expected. But number two is it's actually bad. And we'll tell you why.
Do you think this song was ever, like, before it became overplayed, was it a good karaoke song? The first person who sang it?
I guess it must have been, yeah. I mean, there's a reason it became popular. This song's, like, popularity has made it a worse song for me, even outside of karaoke.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't understand. Like, people like it ironically or unironically. It's just, it's made too many appearances for me to appreciate it for what it's supposed to be.
Smell of wine, deep perfume.
Yeah, so bad.
So let's I guess run through the cats.
Right.
The song itself.
The song itself is, I think it's bad.
It's ruined. It's because, I don't know if it's bad. Because it's a bad song on its own, or if it was ruined by society.
The song itself just feels like airbrushed to me. It's like too clean.
Yeah.
It feels like it was written in a lab almost.
Right. For karaoke.
I guess, I mean, I'm just talking about the song in general, but
yeah.
So I'm talking about the song in general.
Yeah. I think that also is something that comes with hearing it way too many times.
Yeah, I wouldn't be excited if I heard the song at a bar.
Like, they
play this at bars often. You know, like when you're at a bar that's like playing like the sleeper hits that you kind of forgot about from the 80s, 90s, and today. Actually, it's the 80s, 90s, the aughts, and today.
The what?
The 80s, 90s. When we were growing up, there was the radio station 80s. For the 80s, 90s, and today. But today at that time was 2000s.
Right.
So now it's the 80s, 90s, aughts, teens, and today.
Aughts?
The aughts.
What are the aughts?
2000 O2s. To 2010. The aughts, like the O, you know, the O.
T, the O T.
Huh?
The O.
O 02, 03, 04.
That's just, where does the T come in?
It's called the aughts, A-U-G-H-T.
G-H-T.
You've said so much, but you still don't understand it. You said, oh, the O-T. And then I like, and then I told you how to, then I told you how to spell it, and you sort of just repeated the last three letters.
Dude, it's the aughts. It's the O-G-H-T-S.
A-U-G-H. What? A-U-G-H-T.
A-U-G. It's the aughts. Like aughts. Like you, oh, you oughta.
No. Okay. Well, let's go on to the next category. The boon slash throng. I feel like people choose this song to get the room amped. It's almost like people think they're making a safe choice, but because it's so predictable, it doesn't do what you want it to do when you choose the song.
No, this is the guitar solo that's in the middle of the first verse.
No one's excited when they hear the song start because they're just like, this song again, and it's going to be on for a long time, and we're all, we are all going to feel pressured to sing the chorus.
And everybody knows that this song is coming when they're in karaoke. They're like, and you're going to be the person that does it, that like, you're the one that falls into the trap. You know, it's like, yeah, someone's going to do this. Like who's lame enough? It's this guy.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I remember when Jill and I had our wedding, we actually had a list of songs not to play.
And this was one of them.
This was one of them. I think Brown Eyed Girl was one of them. Yeah. There's like songs that you just hear all the time at weddings, yeah, that are like, it's almost like it's the script. This song is the karaoke script.
Yeah.
You got to go off script. You have to stay off script, I think.
Yeah. It's got to be like recognizable, but not overdone.
You do want people being like, oh shit, I forgot about this song.
Yeah.
And Journey is just, it's too predictable.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the soon slash long.
Yeah.
It's too long. It doesn't end soon enough.
How long is it?
Let me pull it up. Oh, okay. You know what? It's only a little over 4 minutes. It just feels longer.
It almost makes it worse. I thought it was going to be a 7 minute song.
So did I.
Because it's so bad.
There's really, when you play it, there's like not a lot of words is the thing. Like the beginning has like such a like not even a solo. It's like.
Yeah.
It's. Yeah. Like there's so, it starts off with so few moments for the karaoke singer. It's a weird choice. But I guess like just pure, from a pure length perspective, 4 minutes is respectable.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I think when we were looking through all these songs, we found that a lot of them are longer than we wanted them to be.
Right, like Bohemian Rhapsody, which we thought was actually a pretty solid song, is, you know, everybody knows that's a really long song.
Yeah.
And you really have to have the chops if you're going to request that one.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Paradise by Dashboard Light, I feel like is a popular one. That's an incredibly long song. But yeah, anyway, the song is bad for many reasons. I also think it's hard to sing.
Yeah.
It's in a key that not a lot of people can pull off.
Maybe that's something we should cover, I guess, in the
song.
In the song itself or the croon. But it's a lot of notes.
It's in a tough range. And I think that karaoke you basically need to be able to yell it for it to sound good. And this is a song that's like, let's test it out. Don't stop believing, hold on to that feeling.
Yeah, God, how embarrassing if people don't sing along with you. It's a song that you need everyone in the room to get on board with. Because if you're like, if you're singing, in a hotel room, smell of wine and cheap perfume. That's like kind of embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't want to be belting that by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, really, belting any of these songs by yourself feels awful.
I guess that shouldn't be part of the equation because most of the time you won't be.
You better not.
It'd be so mean.
You've got a bad karaoke party if you do. Okay, let's move on to the weather. The weather is usually for the goats that have a little less. It's the budget pick, but you know, once you're karaokeing, you don't really need to worry about it. So
yeah.
We are judging this based on, I think that like the amount of time and effort for the return.
The pick is All the Small Things by Blink-182.
That is correct. Actually, the goat punk band of the aughts.
The what?
Let's not get into it again.
The aughts, dude. It's the aughts.
What don't you get? You ought to know by now.
The aughts, the tens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and today, honestly.
Are they still playing? I think they are. And
that
Skiba has replaced Tom DeLonge.
Yeah, and Tom DeLonge is in, he's in another band called Angels and Airwaves.
Oh, they're still going?
I think they're still going-ish. But yeah, Tom also, I believe, is all in on the alien thing now.
Oh, yeah, he's obsessed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there really might be some truth to it. He might not have been.
Evidently, yeah. The song Aliens Exist off of 2001's Enema of the State rings true. Yeah. Hey, Mom, there's something in the back room.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, but this song, I guess let's just get into it.
Sure. The song itself, I think what
the
is...
The song, like, the croon.
Yeah, the song slash croon. Basically, all Blink songs can be sung as a duet because you've got Mark, you've got Tom. On the album, on the studio version, it's mostly Tom. But when you hear this live, you can actually, you know that they're both singing.
Yeah.
So you can sing this with a partner. Your partner can hit the na na nas. You got the chorus, and then everybody's going to sing. Or you got the verse. Everyone's going to sing the chorus with you.
Yeah, everyone in the room wants to say the na na nas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if everybody knows this song.
Yeah.
Everyone knows this song. I guess we're just talking about the song, but it's Tom's range, pretty simple. He essentially is talking in a high-pitched Southern California accent.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All the
small things.
It also is so few words. Like, if you really think about this, like, word-to-length ratio.
Yeah. I mean, each line in the opening verse is, like, four words max.
Yeah.
All the small things.
Yeah.
True care, truth brings.
And then there's one line that's only one word, and it's just commiserating.
That entire line is three words. Watching, waiting, commiserating.
Yeah.
And then you got the chorus and a bunch of nas. So that's really not a lot of words that you have to worry about.
And the chorus is really just talking. Say it ain't so, I will not go. Turn the lights off. Carry me home.
No, 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 no. Yeah.
The boon, a.k.a. the throng.
Yeah. I think it gets people excited. It makes them laugh. You're doing a Tom DeLonge impression. It's exciting. It's nostalgic enough at this point. I don't think it's like... it's maybe like, it's at least Blink-182's one of their most popular songs, but I don't think it's one of the most popular karaoke songs in the same way that Journey is.
It's not like, oh, I'm sick of this already as soon as it starts.
It's a popular song, but not necessarily a popular karaoke
song. It's a popular song. It's a classic song that you like to be reminded of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it reminds you of a time.
Yeah.
In my life, for sure.
It's uplifting too, right? I don't even know what the song's about.
I think it's about love. Yeah, it's about his girlfriend.
Turn the lights off, carry me home.
Keep your head still. No, I think it's like work, coming home late, and there's roses by the stairs. It's just about somebody that loves you and supports you and knows how to care for you when you're feeling
you're
down.
You're crying.
I am crying. Keep your head still. I'll be your thrill. Turn the lights off, my little windmill. Because she keeps Tom going.
The night like will go on, my little windmill.
The night will go on, my little windmill. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm trying to recover. The long slash soon. The song is less than 3 minutes.
D-long.
Yeah. The song is not too D-long. It's you're in and you're out. And you end on a high note.
Yeah.
Everybody singing the na-nas.
Be the person who chose this song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like that there's like a little bit of a music kind of like theater aspect to it too, because in the end you actually need multiple people.
Yeah.
There's the na-nas as you're singing that like closing chorus.
Is it possible that this is the GOAT?
It's honestly probably, but we've already started recording and we can't turn back. But don't worry, if you guys go to the bar and sing The Weather, you've probably basically sung the GOAT. And you don't even have to finish the second half of this episode.
But if you do, we'll catch you on the other side.
BRB.
Welcome back to the second half of The GOAT Show. where I host.
And I co-host. And we do everything as a team. So let's kick it off with me doing a little bit more of the hosting duties.
We just said I was the host.
Well, I'm the co-host.
Yeah, but
and I feel like we share the duties.
You lead the first half of the show.
It's time for the kit. What are you? Okay.
You got to let me lead this, man.
All right, man. All right.
You got to let me spread my wings and learn to fly.
And that is the kid. Sugar Ray's Fly. I just want to fly. Put your arms around me, baby. That actually could be the kid, but
we
it's
didn't
not.
Consider it.
We didn't consider it.
But let's get into what we did consider by talking about
the kid.
The runner-up.
The runner-up. The second to goat. Here's the thing. Micah and I both felt like we had the goat.
Yeah.
And we tested them out at the karaoke bar, and they were perfect.
Almost perfect.
We didn't notice what we found out eventually.
Yeah.
Until the
this next. Is how good the songs are.
We were in the car. We were driving back from Connecticut, where we were at the pool, as we mentioned, and we were talking about the goat and the kid, the one and two, and then just out of curiosity, we looked up how long they were. And they're both very long.
They're both 7+. Oh, wait, I guess.
One is 7+.
Yeah, one
which
seven.
Really takes it out of the running. Yeah. I can't even in good conscience promote this song. So I'm going to do one that's adjacent.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was baffling.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we should, let's just say the songs. But the songs the one I thought was potentially GOAT, All These Things That I've Done by The Killers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the one that
and turned out to be 5 minutes long.
And that's the one that goes, don't you put me on the back burner.
No, yeah. You gotta help me out.
I love that
song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Bring yourself down.
And what I thought was the actual goat, the most perfect karaoke song was Champagne Supernova by Oasis.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, it's got like a minute long guitar solo or something that I think maybe they cut out at our karaoke bar.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take it off the table and I'll give you.
You're going to put it on the back burner.
I'm going to give you two other Oasis songs. Don't Look Back in Anger, which is under 5 minutes, but it's still pretty long. And Wonderwall.
Which is
around 4 minutes, I believe.
Both pretty long.
But I mean, yeah.
It turns out the best song to play on an acoustic guitar is not the best karaoke song, always. Yes.
I mean, Oasis is... I think that Oasis is gonna... It's gonna be a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
No matter what. But yeah, it's...
Yeah.
They're both a little long.
So which one do you want to take through the cats?
I'm gonna take... Fuck it. I'm gonna take Champagne Supernova through the cats.
Let's do it. Okay. Starting with, of course, The Croon.
The Croon, I think the song itself... For Champagne Supernova, which is too long to do in karaoke, is incredible. The range is really nice. The nostalgia factor is high. Oasis is a vibe. It's got like the soft edges of nostalgia, but a little bit of like the harder edges of a Liverpool band with that's got a fraught relationship.
The British angle is really fun to lean into.
Definitely.
As well. You can do the accent.
Yeah. All right. Let's take me through your croon.
The croon for All the Things That We've Done, or All the Things That I've Done. I think it's a great song. It's uplifting chorus that everyone likes to sing along to.
You know, you gotta help me out.
Yeah. You can almost say like, you know, you gotta help me out to your friends when help you
and that's what karaoke actually is. You got to help me out.
And then on top of that, it has a great bridge, which some songs really ruin it by having a bad bridge. The bridge of this one is, I got soul, but I'm not a soul.
Right, gets people amped, yeah.
So there's that. Just generally a great tune.
Great jingle.
Fun to sing.
And the Boone/Throng.
Yeah.
I've seen... Oasis whip people into a frenzy.
You've been to an Oasis concert?
No, I'm talking about in the back of a limo at prom. I've been in situations where Champagne Supernova is playing and everybody just wants to belt it out.
Yeah.
I remember also once we used to, at College Humor, we did the intern karaoke night. Do you remember that? Did I ever tell you about it? It was just like the night of the year. It was basically like our office party. We like in theory threw it for like the at the end of the summer to like thank the interns for working at College Humor. But it was really for like the editorial team because everyone just got absolutely shit faced, like drunker than we did all year. And we would all go to this like huge karaoke place and get so sweaty. There's like photos of us just like drenched in sweat.
God.
And it was so fun. And one year Amir sang Don't Look Back in Anger and everybody like lost their minds.
Wow. Yeah. I wonder if karaoke sort of like, it's like a generation thing too. Like you guys are of that age where that's super powerful.
Right.
There's probably a different song for like today's youth.
Yeah. What you really have to do is sing a song that was the number one song your junior year of high school or your senior year of high school.
Yeah.
Get absolutely trashed and sing that with your friends. That's kind of like the formula.
I wish we could make a chart of this, like depending on the year this would be the song.
Look at the Billboard chart the year that you graduated.
Yeah.
And that's what you should be singing.
Yeah.
Karaoke.
Yeah.
For sure.
Damn.
For sure.
That's cool.
Thank you.
Maybe someone can make that.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Last but not least.
Oh, you didn't talk about your Throng.
Oh, Throng. Yeah, I kind of did when I talked about just the quality of this song.
Okay.
It's got moments that are really fun to sing along with.
Yeah, people jump up and down.
It's just a good song, too.
Yeah.
Like, we listened to this song in the car yesterday just passively. Like
This song just showed up on a playlist that we like.
Yeah.
So.
It's just like a good song. It's good background music or it's good to engage with.
Mm-hmm. And the long slash soon for your song, it's a little bit better. For Champagne Supernova, it's bad. It takes it out of the running. So you can confirm with your karaoke bar if they've eliminated, you know, some of the instrumental, but usually they don't. A lot of the time they're like 30-second instrumental,
you
know, and that's a long time.
You don't want to be up there for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Because you don't want anyone to react like, are these still going? Like,
but hit them with another Oasis song. Hit them with Wonderwall. Yeah. Hit them with Don't Look Back in Anger. Before we get to the, I know you're still hosting, but I just want to do honorable mentions really quick.
Okay. Also the long of all the things that I've done too long. Yeah. Sorry.
Go ahead.
5 minutes long.
5 minutes long. Yeah. It's better on yours.
But these songs, I think these songs are so good and they're so fun to sing. I still think they might warrant that number two spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
It's possible.
They score so highly.
Champagne Supernova, really not.
But yeah.
It is so good. Just listen to it. Just listen to it at home.
Yeah.
I hear you on your song though.
All right. Honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. I just had a good time singing these songs. I played Green Day on holiday as a joke, but you really sang it really well. And I realized, like, American Idiot, the rock opera, like the Broadway soundtrack, if you listen to that, you kind of realize how much like background singing in these songs there is.
Can I get another rapist? There's a background round a score of men. Okay, a plastic bag of money.
Like, it's just any song that you can think of that has like that kind of call and response, I think is a fun thing to do.
You got to read the room, but there is a crowd where that song is the goat.
Right. But there is like a weird interstitial where it like there's like static. He's like, Zig Heil to the president, gas man.
Yeah. But again, if you're with a crowd who likes Green Day, that could read the room.
Definitely read the room because it's not. Because
that's also kind of like, that part's so bad, it's sort of funny.
Yeah. Especially if you, and like, it's kind of true. The other one that I thought was really great was Semi-Charmed Life.
Semi-Charmed Kind of Life. Baby, I want something else. I'm listening when you say goodbye.
You and I know that song really well, and so it's easier to sing in karaoke, but I love that there is, I like the, a breakdown that like really slows the song down. I remember we used to like dance it by like getting really, really low to the floor and then jump up and start jumping up and down for that song.
Yeah. That's what they do at like live Third Eye Blind concerts.
Yeah. So
That's a solid one. And I think similar to like why All the Small Things is fun for a chorus or for a room, the na 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 na, like the doot doot doot.
Yeah.
Doot. Just like having one noise that you repeat over and over again as like a melody is really solid for a karaoke song.
And just a word of advice, because I feel like this happens a lot in karaoke. I know it happens to me. Like you get a little buzzed and you feel ambitious and you feel like you know more words to a song than you do, and you try to do something like Forgot About Dre, and it's harder than you think.
Yeah.
So unless you like actually know,
and also even if you do know it, it's not that cool. Like if you know, Jill did a great rendition of Lose Yourself, though.
Yeah. But really only Jill can do it because it was so funny.
His mom's sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. His mom put on a sweater already. Mom's spaghetti is nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on.
I was going to say Bobby McGee, Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun singing.
We sang it in the car.
Yeah. I think some songs that are like ballads or stories are fun to track while you're listening, because you're like, you're waiting for moments that are like the climax of the story, which is different from a normal song, which is just poetry.
Yeah, my Bobby McGee, that one might be long too, but
I think it is. And it also has a weird moment, which is like, dun, 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 dun. And she just like says a bunch of gibberish at one point.
Oh, like a scat.
A scat, basically it's a scat.
Yeah, try not to scat during karaoke.
golden rule. All right, yeah, but the goat.
The goat.
The goat.
The goat is My Own Worst Enemy by Lit. And it also might be All the Small Things by Blink 182.
We don't know. Yeah, I think All the Small Things is better than, My Own Worst Enemy.
Well, because it's a little more recognizable, but
no.
My Own Worst Enemy, I feel like it's actually faded enough from the collective memory that it's pretty fun when you hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a good...
The riff is great.
The riff is great. Yeah, I think as soon as that song starts, it's like... Room silencer. Oh, we're about to like...
And especially if you do it like they did it at MTV's Beach Party, where you just start jumping up and down as soon as you hear that opening riff. You
know? Oh, I gotta watch that.
You gotta see the live performance.
The generation thing again.
The dude from Lit grinds with Carmen Electra. It's epic. It's fucking 1999 crystallized in a moment.
You're taking a trip down memory lane.
Yeah, that's what karaoke's all about. I think the song is great. Yeah. The song is very good. It's a banger. It's in a range that's like kind of singing, kind of yelling. You can essentially talk through it, but it has some like some moments where you can sing, which is nice.
Totally. And everyone does know. Oh, I guess this is again the next part of it.
The next category. One other thing on the song is the ah-ooh or whatever they're doing.
Do you do that in karaoke?
Well, no, other people can do it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
All right. The Throng. / Boone.
Great.
People
love the song. They'll sing all the words with you if you want them to.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll at least sing the chorus with you.
Yeah. And that's the nice thing about this song is that like the verse is as recognizable as the chorus, basically.
Yeah.
So if you need it, if you need that support, people will sing this song the entire time through.
There's something about this song too that just makes you want to party, which is a fun karaoke vibe.
Because it's about partying.
Right.
It's about getting so fucked up.
Yeah. Right. So this might actually make it better than All the Small Things. Because All the Small Things
about love.
Is support. A good song. It's a sweet song.
Mm-hmm.
This song gets you going. It's like really raging. Makes like this song will make you want to get another shot of soju, of which we got a way too many.
We did get a lot of shots of soju. I needed that liquid courage to sing, and when a room is that small and he's just like, you're singing, you're belting, you're doing something kind of embarrassing, and then somebody just like a stranger comes in and just like had to stop on holiday.
Oh, we weren't really listening to this song. Yeah, I got like almost embarrassed that he found us like that.
Yeah, even though I'm sure he expects that.
No, yeah. This is a good song. It excites the room. It gets people going. Mm-hmm. Makes you want to party more.
And the long / soon.
It's less than 3 minutes.
Guess what? It's quick.
It's quick.
It's actually, this song because Blink 182, All the Small Things, has like a little bit of a mellow breakdown. I feel like this song is basically over before you even want it to be.
Yeah.
Which is what you want out of a karaoke.
Right, yeah. All the Small Things is like, it has the breakdown and then it comes back. Like, oh, okay, wrap it up.
This song basically, like, it really essentially, it does, I don't think it has a, like, a slow breakdown. It's all epic the entire time.
It is, right? Is there even a guitar solo? It's just that
isn't a guitar. It's like, please tell me why.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some kind of guitar. I mean, I wouldn't call it a solo.
Right.
they differentiate the riff, though.
And that's all you need.
Yeah. I've talked myself back into thinking.
Me too. I'm doubling down.
Okay. Sweet. Well, head out there. Sing these songs. Let us know how it goes. Send us videos. We'd really love to see it.
Yeah. That'd be really nice. Great summer activity.
And speaking of summer, you and I, we're off for the summer.
We are.
We're taking a break from this feed. Micah and I are going to enjoy the hell out of our summer. I hope you guys do too. And if you want to follow us on social media that we will keep up with through the summer, head on over to Brothers Halcyon on Instagram. That's where you're going to find us.
That's right. You could also buy stuff from our shop. Mm-hmm. We got key clips, we got wallets.
We got hats. I'm wearing one right now, actually.
Oh, yeah, that hat will drop soon. We got a new hat coming out. We're going to make some more stuff, too, so stay tuned on that. You can also find us on @GoatShowPod on Instagram and Twitter. Feel free to add us with other karaoke songs that we forgot about, because I'm sure we did.
Please do. Please do. I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to you guys soon.
Toodles.
Toodles.
Was a HeadGum original.